I've been asked to speak a little bit about what is the Derech HaChassidus of the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim. The truth is, it's not such an easy question, and you'll ask many people and they'll say to you, I'm not actually quite sure what to answer you. Because we know, unfortunately, today many people just take things for granted. They sort of go on autopilot and they don't think what it means. They don't think what it means to be an Elah Chayid. They don't think what they should be doing. Maseiros Yeshurim writes in his opening words, Yesod HaChassidus V'Shorish HaAvoda Says Maseiros Yeshurim, Yesod HaChassidus is a person should think to himself, Ma chayvusoi ba'olumoi. What is my tafkid? What is my tachlis? What should I be doing in this world? Hashem has created me. I've been created for a reason, for a purpose. What is that purpose? And the Maseiros Yeshurim already explains Bariches, this is the opening words. Unfortunately, most people never make that cheshbon. So, similarly, when we come to speak about what is the Derech HaChassidus, many people, you'll ask them this question, and they won't know what to answer. They won't know what to say. The truth is, the answer isn't a simple, straightforward answer that one can give al regel achas. But I will want to try, in as much as the time allows, to try and explain one or two main points. What is the Derech HaChassidus? What did the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim come to teach us? We know on one hand, one of the 13 Ani Mamins is, Ani Mamin Be'min Shalema Shezois HaTorah Loi Sahei Michlefes. We believe, every Elah Chayid believes that Zois HaTorah Loi Sahei Michlefes. So the Baal Shem will not and never will change, and the Torah cannot be changed. So if so, it's impossible that the Baal Shem Tov changed anything, because one can't change the Torah. So if he didn't change the Torah, so then what is this new Derech or Chassidus? Because it's not new, he didn't change anything. So the answer is, of course, the Baal Shem Tov in his Talmidim did not change anything. What they did was, they came to remind Klal Yisrael many things which had become forgotten, things which people hadn't realized. And over the course of time, over the centuries, people became confused, they didn't understand. And the Baal Shem Tov came to reawaken and remind people how to serve Hashem. And the Hasidim concentrated greatly on particular aspects which had become neglected, which had become forgotten. But at no point in time did the Hasidim, the Baal Shem Tov, his Talmidim, Chas V'Shulam, ever change anything. Now I want to show you a few examples how this was and how this worked. The Baal Shem Tov, who lived 270 years ago, wasn't so long after the period of the Shabtai Tzvi, Shem Rishom Yaakov. You've all heard of the Shabtai Tzvi. The Shabtai Tzvi was somebody who was one of the most brilliant people of his generation. And many people at the time believed that the Shabtai Tzvi is worthy, or he is Moshiach. And at the time of the Shabtai Tzvi, Yidden became excited after thousands of years in Gaulis, being oppressed by the Russian Tsars, Yimach Shemom. They believed that finally this great person they thought was great, Shabtai Tzvi, is going to be the Mashiach and take Yidden out of Gaulis. And Yidden were very, very excited. And what happened, unfortunately, was just the opposite. What emerged was that the Shabtai Tzvi, unfortunately, not only did he not become Mashiach, the opposite, Etzich Geshmat, he converted to Islam with some of his followers. And this brought about a great, great disappointment, and Klal Yisrael felt forsaken, forlorn. What's going to be? Who's going to help us? And slowly but surely, Yidden started drifting away from the Torah, and a whole new generation grew up in Russia, in Poland. People who were totally, totally ignorant. Ignorant of Torah, ignorant of mitzvahs. And Klal Yisrael became split into two parts. You had the Talmidei Chachomim, the Erlich Yidden, who still learned and davened and kept the Torah mitzvahs properly. And at this other, on the same time, you had a whole generation of illiterate, simple, ignorant Yidden who hardly knew the first thing, Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit. And there became a vast, vast separation between these two halves. And it was at that time when the Baal Shem Tov was born, and he looked around him and he saw what was going on. He had a small percentage of the Erlich Yidden and Tamil Chachomim, and he had many, many people who were totally ignorant of Yiddishkeit, who were slowly but surely drifting away, feeling cut off. This was the situation at the time when the Baal Shem Tov was born. And the Baal Shem Tov realized that if things carry on like this, it's not going to work. One has to somehow rebuild Klal Yisrael. And this was the Derech HaChassidus. Now many people think, and they make a mistake, that Chassidus was a movement, type of like a Baal Tshiva movement, to be makar of people who are drifting away. It's good for Baal Tshiva. Oh, but for people who are already Erlich Yidden and Talmid Chachomim, they don't need Chassidus. Yeah, it's a good thing for those that need it. For those that don't need it, you don't need it. Talmid Chachomim and Erlich Yidden don't need the Chassidus. That's what many people have this impression. And as well, shun so, it's wrong. And the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov was meant equally for the greatest Talmid Chachomim and the greatest Tzaddikim, together with the most simple and most ignorant. And the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov was relevant and is relevant for everybody. How can this be? Well, shun so. The story told over from the Heilige Rishna. The Heilige Rishna once came into his Beis HaMedrash, and he saw a group of Hasidim sitting, drinking bromfen together, schmeezing, drinking bromfen. The Rishna was very upset. Why are they sitting and wasting the time? And he told them off. What are you doing? Just wasting time, sitting and drinking. One of the elder Hasidim stood up and very respectfully said to the Rishna, "Do I have permission to ask the Rebbe a question?" "Sure," said the Heilige Rishna, "feel free. What would you like to ask?" Said the Siddur, "I don't understand. Why is the Rebbe telling us off for something which we've heard on many occasions, that he himself, the Rebbe himself, has told us, when Yidden kimmen sich zusammen, when Yidden come together and they drink together lachayim, and wünscht nun einer der zweite lachayim, and you give a bruche one to the other, that's also a form of avodas Hashem. So why is he now telling us off for doing what he's told us many times to do?" And the Rishna said, "Amoy de kavod," and listen carefully. The Rishna said as follows: we find one word in the Torah where this word means the highest level, the highest dovashe bekedisha that is possible to attain. On the other hand, we find the same word written another place, which denotes the lowest form of timah, the greatest avera which a yid can possibly do. It's written in Aseres Hadibros, Loisasa lecho vessel. You may not make a vessel, means an engraven image, an avoda zora. Vessel is an avoda zora. We find in Parshas Kisiso, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to make the second set of lichos, the Rebbe Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Pesol lecho shnei lichos avunim korishonim. Make for yourself a new set, a second set of lichos." The word pesol is the same word as vessel. Ask the Heilige Rishna, how could it be The same word used to describe an avodah zarah, loisasa lechov vessel, the Boshim couldn't find any other more fitting word to tell Moshe Rabbeinu how to make the second set of lichos. Rather, the same word, pesol lechush nei lichos avunim, said the Rishner, it all depends where you put the lechol. If Yidden come together and all they're thinking about is themselves, I want to have a drink of Bromfen, geschmack a drink. So they're thinking about themselves and not thinking about anybody else. So they drink l'chaim. And whilst they're drinking l'chaim, they suddenly remembered, oh, l'chaim, l'chaim. But that wasn't the kavuna. The kavuna was yourself. You're putting the l'chu first. L'chu comes first. Is loisasa l'chu vessel. If, however, your kavuna was to give your friend a brucha, you're concerned about him, you're worried about him, you want to give him a brucha, in order to give him a brucha, so you drink l'chaim, so you make a brucha. But the kavuna wasn't the drink, the kavuna wasn't your own self-enjoyment. The kavuna is, I want to give my friend a brucha. The l'chu is coming last. If the l'chu comes last, is demos pesol l'chu shnei lichay savunim. The same word which beforehand meant fesel, when you're not doing it for your self-enjoyment, you're doing it because you're thinking about somebody else, the same fesel becomes pesol l'chu. It all depends on the kavuna. And b'emes it's a beferish gemura. The gemura tells us, how is it possible for two people to do the same identical action, and one is doing a mitzvah and one is doing an aveira? Tells us the Gemara as follows. Two people are eating the Korban Pesach. One of them is doing it l'shem mitzvah, and the other is just eating to enjoy himself, and he's already full, so therefore he's just stuffing himself, so he's being mafsid the kodshim, he's ruining the kodshim, because Pesach, Korban Pesach is eaten ala soiva, when you're full, but when you're not over full. Says the Gemara, about these two people is written in the Pusik, Tzadikim yelchibom, ipoishim yikoshlibom. One person is eating the Korban Pesach, he's doing it l'shem shemaim, he's doing a mitzvah. The other one, he's doing an aveira, he's defiling, he's ruining the kodshim, by him it's written, ipoishim, he's a poishaya yikoshlibom. Two people do the same identical action. One does a mitzvah and one does an aveira. The Derech HaChassidus of the Baal Shem Tov was to teach us you can have two people doing the same identical action. One does it l'shem shemayim, tzadikim yelchibom. About him, his avoid is considered like psol l'chush ne'lichos avunim k'rishoinim. And the second person, who's doing it just to show off, whatever ulterior motive he's doing it, about him is written, loisasa l'chu vessel. It's like in building an avodah zarah. About him is written, ipoishim yikoshlibom. It's a Moedika story, which is written in a sefer, Maharam Chagiz. It was one of his father Shigadoilim, lived about 300, 350 years ago. And he writes a story, an unbelievable story, in his sefer called Mishnas Chachomim. In the time of the Arizal, there came to Tzfas a Yid who'd run away from Spain at the time of the Spanish Inquisition. This Yid had never been to a cheder, never been to Talmud Torah, never been to yeshiva, because he wasn't able to in Spain. He'd run away. He was totally, totally illiterate. Didn't know the aleph base of Yiddishkeit. He came to Tzfas, and he came to Beis HaMedrash, and he sat down, and he heard the Ruf giving a shiur. And the Ruf was giving the shiur about the halachas of shtei halechem, the korban shtei halechem, which was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Yid comes home, and he tells his wife, excitedly, I went to shiur, and I learnt that there's a korban we should be bringing called the shtei halechem, or the lechem apunem, if it was the lechem apunem. And we've got to bring this korban. Said to his wife, to him, where are you going to offer up this korban? So the Yid said, I saw that in the shul, the most holy spot in the shul is the Oran HaKodesh. It looks like that's where you're supposed to put it. So he said to his wife, every Erev Shabbos I want you to bake an extra challah for the Lechem Apunim. His wife was very excited, and she baked the challah. Erev Shabbos, this Yid goes into the shul, Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, he goes over to Urna Kodesh, he opens the Urna Kodesh, he puts down the challah and says, Rabbi Shem, I brought my korban to you, the lechem upon him, please accept my korban. The next morning, Shabbos morning, the Yid comes into shul to daven, and he opens the Urna, and when it comes to taking out the Sefer Torah, by Kriyas HaTorah, they open the Urna Kodesh, and the Yid is looking to see what happened to his challah, and it wasn't there. He comes home, he's so excited, he tells his wife, our challah has gone, it went up to Shemayim, the Rebbein Shem is happy with us, he accepted our korban. Next Erev Shabbos, he tells his wife, again, make another challah. And this goes on for a few weeks. And every Shabbos morning, he walks into the shul, and the challah is gone. And he understands the challah has gone up to Shemayim, Hashem has accepted his korban. After a few weeks, the gab in the shul is becoming very, very agitated, very annoyed. Who is this person who keeps on putting challah in the Urna Kodesh? Stish Bekovedik, Stish Kedera Cheretz, can attract mice and ants and who knows what. He's got to get to the bottom of it. So Thursday morning, the challah's not there. By Shabbos morning, there's the challah there. Obviously, somehow, this challah arrived sometime between Thursday and Shabbos. So he decides that Erev Shabbos, instead of going home, he's going to stay in the shul upstairs Friday afternoon, going to see what goes on. And lo and behold, in the middle of Friday afternoon, he hears how the door opens, and in walks this fellow, and he sees him, it's this new fellow who just recently turned up from Spain. I thought it would be him. I guessed it would be him. And he watches how this Yid takes out from his bag the challah, he opens the Urna Kodesh. The Gabbas caught him red-handed. He runs downstairs, runs over to his Yid, and he says, excuse me, what do you think you're doing? He said, I'm bringing a korban. Korban. Lechem apunim. He said, what? Yeah, I'm bringing a korban. Lechem apunim. So the Yid says, the Gabbas says, there's no korbanos nowadays. What are you talking about? So he says, yes, there are. I was by a shear, by the roof a few weeks ago, and he gave a shear about korban, lechem aponim, you have to bring lechem aponim. Said the guy, I was also by that shear. He wasn't talking about nowadays. He was talking about the bezman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, one brought a korban. So the Yid says, no, we're speaking about nowadays. Look, I'll prove it to you. Last few weeks, I've been bringing my challah, and I put it in the Urna Kodesh, come Shabbos morning. And the Shabbos says, and the challah's gone, because the Rebbein Shem has taken my korban. Said the Gabba to the Yid, it wasn't the Rebbein Shem, it was me. I come Shabbos morning to clear up the Beis HaMedrash, and I smelt this challah, so I opened the Urna Kodesh, and I found the challah, I took it, threw it in the bin. It wasn't Rebbein Shem, it was me. The Yid heard that, he was very upset, and he went away. An hour or two later, a Yid came knocking on the door of this Gabba's house, and told him, the Heilige Rebbe, the Arizal wants to speak to you now. You've been summoned to speak to Arizal. The Gabba heard this. The Heilige Rebbe, the Arizal, speak to me. Quickly, he runs out, goes to the Arizal's house. When he comes in, the Arizal told him, you should know a proclamation went out in Shemayim that you are Chayev Misa, and in the next 24 hours, you are going to die. When the Gabba heard this, he said, Rebbe, what have I done wrong? Why? What's happened? Said Darizal, you should know, Miyoim Shechur of Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Rebbein Shlolem has not had the Nachas Riach and the Reich Nichoyach of the Karbunas. And this simple Yid, Tamimus Dika Yid, came with his sincerity and his Tamimus. He thought he's offering a korban to the Rebbein Shem. He gave the Rebbein Shel Olam that nachas riach that the Rebbein Shem has been missing from the karbonis. And now you've deprived the Rebbein Shem of that nachas riach. And because of that, it's been nigs and shemaim that you've got to die. The kachava, within 24 hours, this Yid died. This story, if you think about it, it's a moedika story. It's an unbelievable story. We have a simple tamimus Yid. Pushed to Yid, a gross amuz, doesn't know first thing about anything. He comes along and he makes up his own mitzvah, as if there's a mitzvah nowadays of bringing a korban. And yet, said the Heilige Arizal, that this Yid's actions gave the Rebbein Shem a nachas riach, a and a reich nichoyach. What the Rebbein Shloim hasn't had in the last 1500 years, miyom shechul beis hamikdash, this he was able to give to the Rebbein Shloim. You see here from this story how a simple yid, if he acts l'shem shemayim, this is psal l'chush ne'lichay savunim karishoinim. You can by yourself give the Rebbein Shloim the greatest nachas riach. And this was the Derech HaChassidus. The Baal Shem Tov came along and he told simple Yidden, it's true you cannot learn. It's true you hardly know how to daven. But you try your best. You try your hardest. You act l'shem shemayim. You can't know how great your actions will be. So that message was a message for the simple people, the pushta people. At the same time, that message had a very, very great and penetrating misser for the Talmid Chachomim. Because there are many Talmid Chachomim who think, I'm it. I know how to learn. I know how to daven. I'm the king of the castle. I'm great. The Baal Shem Tov came along and showed them, the Ikke is the Kavuna, Rachmuna Liba Boya. What the Rabbein Shem is looking for is the Kavuna, the Ehrlichkeit, the sincerity, the meaning l'shem shemayim. So you might be a big Talmud Chochem, you might think you know it all, but yet it's possible that the Rebbein Shem is not happy with your Torah, he's not happy with your Avodah, because there's too much l'cho, and whatever you're doing is a bechina of loisase l'cho fesel. And we find these words written in the Mesillas Yeshurim. The Mesillas Yeshurim, final words of his Sefer, writes as follows. Kol echad ve'echad lefi ma shehi re'iyim loy darkei hachasidus. Every person, writes the Mesillas Yeshurim, can attain the level of chasidus. Kva yuchoy liyos chusid gomer. A person can be a emes chusid, Ashela Yivseg Mipiv Halimud, who's not stopping learning the entire day, Kemoi Mi Shemipnei Sokoi Hibal Melucha Pechisa. Just like somebody who is engaged the entire day standing in a shop doing some menial job, a Melucha Pechisa, Viksiv, as it's written, Kol Pual Hashem Lemane. Everything Rav Hashem does, which is done, it has to be done for the sake of Hashem. For Oimer says the Messiah, Bechol Dochecho Do'ehi. You can know and recognize and serve Hashem, Bechol Dochecho, in every way that you go. Vihi Yasha Orchesecho. Writes Messiah very clearly, somebody who's like Shusak Pima Megese, he doesn't stop learning the entire day, and somebody who's standing in a shop being engaged in a melucha pechisa, some menial task, and yet they can both be on the same madrega. So on one hand, the Baal Shem Tov sought to elevate the simple people, make them feel once again important, make them feel that they are also Gitta Yidden, make them feel that the Rebbein Shem loves them as well. And at the same time, there was a deeper message for the Talmid Chachomim. Don't think that you're so great. Don't think that you know it all. Don't think that the Rebbein Shem is dafka happy with you because you're a big Talmud Chochem and you're sitting and learning all day long. It's possible to be a big Talmud Chochem and yet loisase l'cho fesel. This week is Parshas Bullock. We know the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Ovos, call me, every person, listen carefully, very important, call me, every single person, sheyesh boy shloisha dvorim haluli, who has the following three things, ayin toiva, good eye, vegintet zweite yid, riach namicha, he holds himself low, v'nefesh shefela, mitalmidov shalavrom avini. If you have three opposite things, ayin ruah, v'riach, gavoyah, v'nefesh shechuva, mefegint nishetzvayti yid, you're proud and you're haughty, mitamidov shel bilam harusha. Writes Rabbi Yechezkel Levenstein, the Ponovich Mashkiach, in the Sefer O Yechezkel, Chelek Gimel, page Kif Tzadik Aleph. This Mishnah is telling us a moedikah lesson. You know, sometimes you have somebody who sits in yeshiva, he's very proud. I'm a yeshiva, I'm a ponevizha bucha, a mira bucha, a slabodka bucha, a vishza bucha, a satmira bucha, doesn't make a chilek which yeshiva. And he thinks, I'm great. And you have somebody else who's outside, and he never went to yeshiva. And you say, he's the success and he's the failure. Tells us the Mishnah, call me, anybody has the following three things. Ayin toiva, riach nemicha, menefesh shefela. You are a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. So it could be you are a simple shopkeeper. But you're a shopkeeper and you help have the Eden. You have your Oyev Yisroel. Mahalzich nishgrois. You try to hold yourself low. You know which Talmud you are. You are from the yeshiva of Avraham Avinu. You are a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And you can have somebody else who's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash the entire day. But yet, he's not a nice person. He hasn't got middas toivas. Chepers other Yidden. Speaks bad about other Yidden. As a balgava. He thinks, ich bin a ponevizhe, ich bin a mirach, ich bin a briske, ich bin a vizhese, a sapere, whatever it should be. You know whose Talmud this fellow is? He is a Talmud of Bilam Arusha. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov came and taught us. He taught us that if you got midas toivus, you don't hold yourself high. To me, Misa'ele Chayid, you are a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And unfortunately, if you behave differently, it doesn't make a chilek how you go dressed with a shramel, because a vase zokum with a kapote with zwei kneplech. It doesn't make a chilek. You are a Talmud of Bilam Harusha. So this is in a regel achas. This is what we see, the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. And I want to take it one stage further. Again, in this week's Pasha, we know Bilam Arusha wanted to go and curse Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem said to him, Lo yisaylech chimuem, lo yisuas om kiburchi. Bilam, you can't go. You're not allowed to curse Klal Yisrael. Suddenly we find just a few psikim later, it looks like somehow the Boishim changes his mind. And the Boishim says to Bilam, Im likre lechu boi anushim, if they've come to call you, leichitom, allow you to go with them. Oh, Bilam's given permission to go with them. State the next pusik. Vayukam Bilam baboike. He wakes up in the morning. Vayachvish is asoinoi. And he goes with them. And straight after, says the Torah, Vayichaf elekim ki hoylechi. Boishim was annoyed that he went. Boishim asked, very difficult to understand. First, Boishim says, Lo yisaylechim uem, lo yisusam kiburchi. Bilam, you can't go. A minute later, says the Boishim, yeah, lemas, you can go. Im likalechubu enoshim, leichitim, you can go with them. Bilam gets up, Vayachvish asoinoi, he goes with them. Boishim is annoyed. What's going on here? This is Boishim asked this kasha. Sitting in a sefer main a base hasheiva from a hagun of Shimon Schwab from America, a gewalti gewalt. And he writes as follows: we know Chazal tell us, al tia birchas hedyut kala beinecho. A hedyut gives you a brucha. Don't just ignore it. You never know, a person gives you a brucha with his whole heart. Similarly, tell us Chazal, al tia killas soina kala beinecho. The klula of a soina, somebody who hates you, don't just ignore his klula. If a person hates you and he curses you with his whole heart, although he might be a simple person, but because he's cursing with his whole heart, al tia kilas soina kala beinecho. Bilam was the emissar soina fin klal Yisrael. He hated klal Yisrael with his entire heart. The Chacham HaKadosh explains he was the epitome of the Ayin Ra, who couldn't stand Klal Yisrael. He wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. The curse of somebody who is an emissar soina is dangerous. Says Rabbeinu Shloilem to Bilam Harusha, Lo yisaylech chimuem, lo yisues om kiburichi. I don't allow you, Bilam, to go with them because he's a soina. The Boishim doesn't want that a soina should curse Klal Yisrael. But Bilam starts crying to the Boishim. The Boishim, do you know how much money Bulak is willing to pay me? I'm going to lose so much money. Says Rabbeinu Shloilem, Im likri lechu bu yanushim. Says Rashi, what's mean im likri lechu? If the kriya is lechu b'shvilchu. Says Rashi, Im akriya b'shvilchu sh'at asuv lekabel scha. If the whole reason, Bilam, why you want to go is just to get the money from Bullock, lech itom. Says Rabbeinu to Bilam, Bilam, if the reason why you want to go to curse Kassel is because you want to curse him, because you are the soin and you want to curse him, you can't go. Al tia becha soina kala benecha. Obe im likri lechubu inushim. If the reason why you want to go is because you don't want to lose out the pay, you're going for ulterior motives, you can go, you can curse them, you can say whatever you want. You know why? Because your words will have no effect whatsoever. In order for a person's words to have effect, they can only have effect if he believes what he's doing with all his heart. He does it l'shem shemaim. But if you yourself don't believe in what you're doing, you're just doing it in order to be paid, such words have no koyach whatsoever. They have no effect whatsoever. And therefore, said the Rebbe Shem, if the reason why you're going liquor lechuboy amnushim because you want to get paid, you can bait. Ah, says Bilam, gevaldik, I've got the green light. Shteit in the pusik, vayukam Bilam baboyke veyachavoshe sasoina. It's not the derech of an important person like Bilam to get his donkey ready himself to saddle him. The reason why he did it was because he wanted to curse Klausel. He's happy to be paid. But even if Bullock won't be paying him, he still wants to go because he wants to curse Klausel because he's an emes soina. Vayicha afelokim. Why was the Rebbe Shem angry? Ki hoilech he, because he wanted to go because he hated Klausel, and he's going because he wants to curse him. He's going to Shem Shemaim. The fact that he's being paid, that doesn't take away from his sinner. This vort is again a moedic lesson for us. You can have two people doing the same thing. One of them's doing it because he believes what he's doing. He's doing it l'shem shemaim. He's doing it with all his heart. But such a person's written, al tia birchas hedyet kalabinecho, al tia kilas soina kalabinecho. The other one is doing it for ulterior motives. He wants to get paid, just enjoying himself. It's meaningless and nothing comes out of it. He can do and he can say. Said the Baal Shem Tov, you can have two people. One of them is learning and davening. He's doing it for ulterior motives. About him, his Torah, his tefillah has no effect. He's doing it shaloi l'shem shemayim. You have the second one, a simple fellow. He's doing it with all his heart. This is the best what he's capable of. His words have a moedik koyach. I once heard from Hagun Reb Chaim Brim, Zechon Levrucha, from Yishlaim, who told me the following story. His brother, Rabbi Yeshia Brim, was from the great Rosh Hashivas in Yisrael, was a Talmud of Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer. Now, Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer used to learn Becharisa with him Gemara, but Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer wasn't in the habit of getting into conversations. We'd come, would learn, and that's how it was. One day, out of the blue, Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer said to his Talmud, Rabbi Shia Brim, tell me over a geshmak avot from the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Shia Brim was taken aback. He thought to himself, wow, my Rebbe's asked me for a vod from the Baal Shem Tov. I'll already tell him a geshmak avot that he'll have anur. And you say, ah, wow, what gevalti gevot. But before he was able to say anything, there was there in the room somebody else who he butted in, and he bedafka in order to annoy Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. He said, I'll tell you a vod from the Baal Shem Tov. And this is a vod which is written in a sefer Mugen Avrom from the Triskin Magid, who writes that he heard it from his father, who heard it from the Baal Shem Tov. But the Baal Shem Tov said, it's possible you can have a man standing in his stall in the marketplace the whole afternoon, and suddenly he looks up at the sky and he sees, oi vai, the sun's going down and I haven't yet davened mincha. And he quickly runs over into a corner. And he gives a krechs. How the whole day he just passed, standing in a shop, just doing nothing, wasting his time. And he runs over to a corner and he starts to daven. Hagam she'eino yodea klal ma'hi medaber. Although he doesn't even know, he can't translate the words of tefillah that he's saying. The tefillah's chushev to the Rabbi Nishloilam, v'anocha shaloi boikas rekiyim, and these words of his krechs that he gave goes up to Shemayim, straight up to the Kisei HaKovod. When Rabbi Shia Brim heard what this fellow said to Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, he thought to himself, oy vai, just this yatzeh. I mean, how do you explain this? What's Rabbi Zalman going to say? What was Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer's reaction? He put his head down on the table for a minute or two and he thought to himself. Then he picked up his head And he said with his palace, Sazah emesavot, Sazah emesavot. I don't know what was the tan against the Hasidim. Such a emesavot. That it's possible. A yid standing in his stall the whole day. He didn't have time even to go to shul to daven a minyan. He runs into a corner and he gives a krechs. How unfortunate he had to stand and waste his day just standing in the stall. He can't even daven properly. But that krechs goes straight up to Shemayim. Let me share with you a Moedika Medrash, which is brought down, Medrash Shashirim, and is quoted in Sefer Hasidim. There was a Kohen who used to duchen in the Beis HaMedrash, Shabbos or Yom Tov, every day in Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't read properly. So instead of saying, Yevarechacho Hashem ve'yishmerecho, the Rabbi Hashem should give us all a brucha, ve'yishmerecho, and should protect us all, he wouldn't say ve'yishmerecho with a resh, he would say it with a dalet, ve'yishmedecho, which means the Rabbi Hashem should destroy all of you. That's how this coin used to dichen. Ve'yishmedecho, the Rabbi Hashem should destroy all of you. The roof of the Beis HaMedrash heard how this kohen is dichening. He told this kohen, listen, if you're not going to say correctly the words v'yishmerecho, and you're going to say v'yishmedecho, I'm not going to allow you to duchen anymore. Because you're not giving us bruchas, you are giving us clueless, you're cursing us that we should all be destroyed. Writes the Sefer Hasidim, v'herihi min hashamayim. He was shown min hashamayim, this ruv of the Beis HaMedrash, kim lo yachzireni. If he doesn't allow the kohen to carry on duchening, ye unesh bedova, he will be punished for it. Why? And the Sefer Hasidim explains, quoting the Medrash Hashirim, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam only asks of us rachmuna libaboya. He only asks that we should do all the mitzvahs with our entire heart. If you don't know how to say the words properly, mala ulav keila kiven yufa. The Rabbeinu Shloilam looks at it as if you said the words properly. And similarly, says the Sefer Hasidim, those people who daven psika de zimra bekoil ron venuim in a beautiful voice, ve'einam yoidim apsikim, they don't know how to say the psikim properly, ve'oimrim betuas, and they say it all wrong, tfilusom v'zimirisom miskabel kereyach anichoyach, like the story of the yid and svas who brought up the lechem apunim, they do it all wrong, but they're trying their best. This is what they're capable of. This is how they want to try and serve Hashem. And the Rabbi Hashem rejoices with this person. How beautiful this person is singing in front of me, according to the best of his capability. The Baal Shem Tov once said, the Rabbi Hashem prefers a Rosha who knows he's a Rosha and it's a brochen that he's a Rosha, more than a tzaddik who knows he is a tzaddik. You can have a person who's a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik. I do everything right. I'm great. But you know you're tzaddik. About this person is written, Toyavas Hashem kol gevalev. Says the Pusik, the Rabbi Hashem says, Toyavas Hashem kol gevalev. And the Bedichah writes that it's forbidden to bring a balgave into your house. The Heilige Bedichah Ruv, who's Sanegorian Shal Yisrael, said as follows. The Torah gives us a lav, loy suvi toy evil toyich besecho. Says the Torah, you may not bring a toy eva, an abomination, into your house. What does toy eva mean? So there's many things which are included under toy eva. Said the Bedichah Ruv, somebody's a balgava, says the Torah, toy avas Hashem kol gavalev. A tzaddik who's a tzaddik, he is a toy eva. So said the Baal Shem Tov, somebody's a tzaddik. Boshem says, I don't like this fellow. Toyev Shem Kol Gevalev. Mashinko, a person who's a Rosha. He's Taka Rosha, but he's sebrochen about it. He wants to do better. Unfortunately, he hasn't yet got there. He hasn't managed yet. He tries and tries. He hasn't yet got there. So he's still a Rosha. I'm not speaking about Chatzim Arusha, Lahachis or something. I'm speaking about a Rosha who wants to be good. He just unfortunately hasn't yet managed. About him is written, Zivchei Hashem, Zivchei Lekim Nishbura, as Rabbi Nishloilem, as Riach Nishbura, is a Zivchei Hashem. Somebody who is a Riach Nishbura, Zivchei Lekim Riach Nishbura, that's a Zevach to the Rabbi Nishloilem. So again, we see here this dual message. On one hand, the Derech HaChassidus uplifted, elevated the derech of the Peshitei Om, made them feel that the avodah is chushiv to the Ribbono Shel, made them feel that they can serve Hashem properly. And the Baal Shem Tov stressed as well that Torah, Yiddishkeit, isn't only comprised merely of when you're in the Beis HaMedrash, davening and learning, but every action you do it with the correct kavuna, like we saw already. You can be a shopkeeper in the shop, but you're trying your hardest. You don't come along and cheat anybody. Hin tzedek, v'lav tzedek, the B'dit Shiruv writes very clearly, a person who acts b'mina, and everything he does is os gehalt alpi Torah, he's also serving Hashem. Limud HaTorah isn't just merely confined to when you're learning the halachos. Limud HaTorah also is when you're put into action. Lilmoy de lamed lishmoy velasis ilakayim. The mekayim, someone's mekayim Torah. So he comes from the end of the day. I was in the shop the whole day. I didn't learn anything. Said the Baal Shem Tov, what do you mean? You know how many mitzvahs you mekayim. You know how many halachos you put into practice. So the limud HaTorah isn't just merely only when you're sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. You are Mekayim also, as Oshtei Kluon, B'ditche V'ruv, and Andres Forum, the Sod V'Shosh HaVoide writes this also, very clearly, a person's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, by practicing Torah. So you can have a person, Elech HaTomim Estikayid, he'll come Lachamei V'Estam Shuna, and the Rabbi Nishom will give him Scha, as Oshtei in Sod V'Shosh HaVoide, will give him Scha, as if he sat his entire life, because he conducted himself up Torah. And somebody else who didn't behave like that, even though he was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, of him is written, unfortunately, Lesas Lechuf Vessel. So this, Al Regel Achas, in a nutshell, again, this is not the whole Derech HaChassidus Chas V'Shulim. This is only one small little inyan of Derech HaChassidus, and Derech Kluli, just sort of a generalization. It's not the Chas V'Shulim, anyway, the whole Derech Chassidus, but just a little understanding, inkling, what the Baal Shem Tov came, wasn't the Chadash anything, just came to remind us and teach us how to be Elech Yid. Boishim for health and taka, you should all go, and you should daven well, and poil alskits, luni lechol yisrul, omein.